Teacher's Lounge, the real deal. There's somebody I want you to meet, David says. As we walk downstairs, he continues, another first-year teacher, Philadelphia native. He built a successful local contracting business by his early 30s. Then, having saved up some money, he sold his company and he became a teacher. I understand now why David wants me to talk to this guy. He's my reality without the show. Maybe I can learn something. As we enter the basement classroom, a young teacher in shirt sleeves looks up from erasing the blackboard. Gives me a broad grin. Hey, Tony. You guys already know each other? David looks confused. Old buddies, I lie, as Joe Connolly and I fist bump. Thanks for trying to save me from Mr. Naples, even if it didn't work. Joe laughs. I'm glad to know he has his period free. Since I have only one academic class and most other teachers have as many as five, I wasn't sure I'd be able to find anyone to schmooze with, even if they were game. Joe says, welcome to the dungeon. I glance at the windowless walls and feel a pang of guilt over my room's view of grass and trees, another benefit of the show. But as Joe tells David how well his first classes have gone, I wonder if his more sterile surroundings might be an advantage. At least they reduce the distractions. David suggests we compare notes and excuses himself. I pull up one of the student chairs. So, I ask, what made you want to be a teacher? Joe perches on the corner of his desk and rubs the chalk from his palms. Mainly because it always bugged me that I didn't finish college. I was mildly successful as a contractor, but as time progressed, I started to think about what I wanted to be when I grew up. Hey, me too, I grinned. My wife Sam is a middle school English teacher, he continues. I always thought I'd enjoy teaching math if I ever had the time to finish school. But once I bought a house, I shelved the teaching idea and focused on what I thought of as real work. I wanted a storefront, some good installers doing the work for me as I focused on sales, but then my protege left and started his own business. This opened my eyes to how hard it was to keep good help. And what's more important? My son was born. Well, didn't that just make you more anxious about earning a living? Yes and no. Becoming a father changed my ideas about what's important in a man's life. All of a sudden, I realized that I wanted my son to view me in a better light. How would I be able to ask him to finish school when the time came if I didn't finish myself?